Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Wednesday, October 21st. The first tier of American Airlines flight attendants have gone through their furlough pay. The second round of attendants and the first round of pilots are about to meet the same fate. And KRLD's Albie Phillips says it isn't just money that's ending.
When the furlough pay ends, the insurance benefits also go away for the furloughed American Airlines workers. Considering the pandemic numbers are rising, Dennis Tager of the Allied Pilots Association says they figured out a way to get insurance to members who will be furloughed.
Our pilots voted in favor of a proposed 0.5% increase in our dues. It will go directly to paying for medical benefits for our furloughed pilots.
Paul Hartshorn Jr. of the Flight Attendants Union says they are also worried about the new COVID wave at a time benefits are ending.
The pandemic is getting a second life here, it looks like, unfortunately.
Both unions say it's looking more and more like Congress may not act on the payroll support program extension before Election Day, a program that would allow American to rehire 19,000 employees facing furlough. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
This week, Dallas County confirmed a woman who died on a flight to DFW this summer had COVID-19, and now we are learning more about what happened on that flight. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya with the details.
Spirit Airlines is a flight July 25th was headed from Las Vegas to DFW Airport. Spirit says the flight was diverted to Albuquerque for medical reasons. The airline says flight attendants are trained to use medical kits and personal protective equipment on board. They'll also call for help from medical professionals on the ground or ask for help from any doctors or nurses on the flight. But Dallas County says she died at the airport. Spirit says it worked with the CDC and local health officials to let other passengers know. The CDC says it's important to give the airline good contact information on any flight in case a passenger does get sick. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Plano-based JCPenney says it plans to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of the year.
Brookfield and Simon will acquire all of JCPenney's retail and operating assets through an $800 million deal, $300 million in cash and $500 million in new term loan debt. Economist Mike Davis with SMU's Cox School of Business says Penny's is facing the same struggle as some other retailers.
How do you compete in an era of big box and online? Until whoever owns JCPenney solves that problem, JCPenney's going to have problems.
Plans for the rescue deal were first announced in September and could save roughly 70,000 jobs. Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Accused murderer Andrew Beard of Rowlett is about to get out of jail on bond. He is getting fitted for an ankle monitor today. As reported by KRLD News, Beard was able to post a $1 million bond after his arrest for killing Alyssa Burkett last month. A judge blocked his release until he cleared his house of 18 weapons. Home confinement is a condition of his bond. Burkett was shot to death outside a Carrollton apartment office days after she got custody of their child. Today in Louisville, a team of anthropologists is out researching an area where skeletal remains have been discovered. Police say a geologist was out yesterday in a wooded field near Highway 121 and Sam Rayburn Tollway. He came across a skull and a few other bones presumed to be human laying on top of the ground uncovered. Matt Martucci with Plano Police says the bones appear to be from a single adult, but the medical examiner is still analyzing them for more information. Martucci says so far police have not found any more bones. They also haven't found any personal belongings. As the number of COVID-19 cases continue to grow across the state, so do concerns about nursing homes.
As we see the spike, it potentially limits the ability to continue the general visitation.
Kevin Warren with the Texas Healthcare Association says under the current guidelines, if a county's positivity rate increases above 10%, nursing homes there will have to test more frequently and limit visitations to only two essential caregivers. Beware of the bear. Black bear sightings are on the rise in Texas. This is happening more in the west and southwestern parts of the state. Jonah Evans is the state mammalogist with Texas Parks and Wildlife.
And there's also some that come across from Oklahoma and Arkansas and Louisiana up in northeast Texas. But, you know, they're not common around most of the urban areas. So whenever a bear makes its way into an urban area, it gets a lot of attention.
He says black bears in most cases are not a danger to people. They are a protected species in Texas. He says don't feed a black bear. Also, don't try to run away. Instead, he suggests you slowly back away and make loud noises so it will run away.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.